Boykon pek bez mishne bez. V'chein mishaya yeno besoy chabor. And similarly, somebody that had their wine in a pit. This was a pit that had plaster around the side so that the wine wouldn't obviously get absorbed into the sides, like the Rav points out. But if the wine's sitting there, the ero evil ones or shetu parlim, similar case, he became an evil, or he was an onus, let's say he was sick, or his workers messed up, they never came, they tricked him, or whatever it was, they never showed up. And now it's chol moed, but he wants to save the wine, which, by the way, the Mefarshim point out, is not as expensive to lose as oil. Zolef v'gomer v'gof kedarko, de Rabbi Yossi. So here actually we switch the order of the shitas. Rabbi Yossi, who ended the previous Mishnah, is now the first shita in this Mishnah. He says that once you start the job, because of davar avad, you can finish it. So therefore, zolef v'gomer, so here it means to actually pour the wine into the barrels until they're finished. V'gof kedarko, and then plug up the barrel of wine, that it shouldn't spoil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Osololimudim, Bishvir Shlo Yachmet. So Rabbi Yehuda says, don't, you can't do so much tercha. You can only do the minimum tercha that it shouldn't get spoiled. And that's just to put limudim, which is like boards, planks on top of it, just to cover it so it shouldn't spoil. So all you would do is, instead of drawing out the wine from this pit, from this well, which is what you would do according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you would leave it there and just put a covering on top. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi here as well. That once you start, that we allow you to even draw the wine from the pit, from the well, pour it into a barrel and plug it up and do the whole job.